This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you went to sleep at night as a kid, your parents would go, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. I didn't get that as a kid. I'm like, you're telling me I'm going to be getting bit? I don't even want to go to bed. I want to stay up and watch Moonlighting or Dallas. I don't want to go to bed. Let me stay up, watch TV. Cheers might be on. Let me stay up with you guys. Nope. Good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. But I don't want to be bit. And then how the hell as a kid am I supposed to prevent an assault by bed bugs? Well, we as adults still haven't figured it out. And Orkin has published their top 50 bed bug cities list because we still have a bed bug problem. And I'll tell you what bed bugs are in a second. But Chicago, the Windy City, is still number one. I think this is like its third year. Every year we talk about this. And Chicago comes up first. New York, Philly holds the top three spots. L.A., Los Angeles has moved up now to make the top five. Cleveland, I believe, also is now the top five. So we got Chicago, New York, Philly, Cleveland, and Los Angeles. And Orkin does this data set. They pull it from the years, from the year before, so December of 2021 to November 30th, 2022. And every year they take data on what treatments were needed and who needed treatment, probably from Orkin, their company. And then they rank it. And the ranks include both residential and commercial treatments. So the top for bed bugs, as I said, Chicago, New York, Philly, Cleveland, and Los Angeles. Then comes Detroit, Indianapolis, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Columbus, Ohio. Then Champaign, Illinois, Grand Rapids, Cincinnati, Charlotte, Denver, rounding out the top 15. And then Atlanta, Dallas, Fort Worth, Pittsburgh, Charleston, West Virginia, and Raleigh, Durham, rounding out the top 20. Then comes Flint, Michigan, San Francisco, Norfolk, Virginia, Greenville, South Carolina, St. Louis, number 25. And then Richmond, Virginia, Youngstown, South Bend, Indiana, Buffalo, Knoxville. I don't see Las Vegas on here. Woohoo! I'm in Las Vegas. But they have at least the top 50. And why are we still dealing with bed bugs? What are bed bugs? So bed bugs, the most common form of bed bug is the Cimex lectularis. That's the genus and species of it. It's the most common one. And they're really tiny. They grow no larger than an apple seed. And I have a really nice pictographic here showing what an adult looks like compared to the egg. And the egg is so cute. It almost looks like a little lice egg. But it's a bed bug egg. And you can see the transition from egg to nymphs, the little babies, to then the grown-up bed bugs. They only live 4 to 6 months. And sometimes they're dormant. And they could be dormant over a year. Now, I live in a very hot environment, or a hotter environment, but Las Vegas is known to have bed bugs too. It just doesn't seem to be as often as other areas that might be more cold. Females can lay anywhere from 250 to 500 eggs in their lifetime, sometimes as often as 1 to 5 a day. A lot of eggs. The eggs then hatch between 6 to 10 days, and then the little baby nymphs are hungry. They are ready to eat. But I don't think they get bed bug milk. They need to find a blood source to feed. These little babies are going to become grown-ups in 7 weeks. They prefer warm blood meals. Nice, warm, 98.6 temperature blood. And they will feed for 5 to 10 minutes and enjoy it. As they feed, you will see their shape turn. And they will go from a brownish color to red, obviously, because their exoskeleton is thin, so you could see the blood. Now, you don't feel it. And the reason why you don't feel a bed bug feeding on you is because they inject a local anesthetic and an anticoagulant. This anticoagulant allows you to bleed a little quicker without you knowing. And the anesthetics, you don't feel it. Just like mosquito bites. You never notice a mosquito biting you until later you're like, what the hell is this on my leg? Well, it's because they injected a local anesthetic. The only problem is that anesthetic wears off, then the immune system wants to wall off the germs, then you get to itch. So how do you find these bed bugs? Where do they hang out? Well, hotels, cruise ships, dormitories, apartments, homes. But they really like to hide out of mattresses, box springs, bed frames, torn wallpaper, carpet, furniture, rugs, flooring, corners, cracks, crevices, picture frames. Which is why when you go to a hotel or motel, don't leave your suitcase on the ground. Got to lift it up, otherwise bed bugs get in there. And you could tell because these bed bugs will molt and leave their exoskeletons, or a lot of times you'll see their poo-poo. So you really need to look closely. Now, are they dangerous? No, most of these bites are benign, but you can get an allergic reaction to it. You can also get a secondary bacterial infection. So make sure your tetanus is up to date. Because if you get bit by a bed bug, we're going to want to make sure your tetanus is up to date because they could carry tetanus. Then, if you do see the bites, wash them with soap and water. They could carry dirt, disease. Bed bugs are not clean, especially if they've been hanging out under your mattress. If you have multiple bites, get yourself checked out. If you feel ill or sick, get yourself checked out. And inspect your home, hotel room. Look under the mattresses, the pillows, the sheets. A lot of us do not lift up our bed and look under there, especially with a microscope, because these suckers are the size of an apple seed. But you need to look. Keep all your clothes off the floor. Suitcases should be on countertops or those suitcase holders. Avoid clutter. Tuck your sheets tightly under the mattresses. The reason why hotel or hospitals have those tucked-in sheets is so the bed bugs can't get in there. Vacuum around the beds, mattresses, legs of furniture, crevices. Wash your bedding and clothes in hot water. And maybe get pest control to come in. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's January, and one thing that people have been doing now for a couple weeks is Dry January. And Dry January is where you choose to go without alcohol for the month. Now, as a physician, I always have to prep people. If you drink alcohol regularly, please, for the love of God, don't stop cold turkey. That could be deadly. So anybody who back in December said, my New Year's resolution is no more alcohol and I am not going to put a drop on my lips, I am done. With alcohol, you have to be extremely, extremely careful about quitting cold turkey if you drink excessively, because you could go into DTs, delirium tremens, and you could have seizures. You could die. It's dangerous stuff. But if you drink moderately, you drink casually, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to start laying off. I don't
need to be drinking like this, Dry January offers an amazing opportunity to lay off the booze. And so I think it's a fantastic concept. It's been happening, I think it's under 10 years old. I'm not sure exactly how long this has been going on for. But people will avoid alcohol for the month. Not everybody does it. But the fact that as a New Year's resolution, they're trying to cut back on their alcohol, they will then cut back on calories. They will probably sleep better, decrease their cancer risk. So I think there's a lot of benefits. The problem is you know how orange is the new black, right? Cannabis is the new beer. Younger individuals aren't the drinkers like the baby boomers were and the Gen X's. See, I'm a Gen X. So I wasn't really around pot. I know it was out there, but I was in medical school. You weren't allowed to smoke it anyway or be around it. So for us, it was Zimas and wine coolers and whatever was on sale during happy hour. So your baby boomers and your baby boomers, they're really big on their bourbons and their whiskeys. The Gen X's are big on their beers and their you know, more mixed drinks. And then you have the millennials, which are into the mojitos and the espresso martinis and things like that, more of the mixology type stuff. And then you got their Gen Z's going, pot's legal. What the hell are you doing spending money on alcohol and getting hungover? Go for the cannabis. And I notice my boys are Gen Z. Their friends aren't big drinkers. They don't drink. I mean, you know, when we went out, it was like, guys, let's go, let's hit the bar, let's get wasted. But it was that, you know, it was, they don't do that. The kids, the Gen Z's, are more about the cannabis. And they're saying that Dry January is actually becoming more High January. Because some people who are cutting back on alcohol are looking at what the younger generation is doing, and they're like, you know what? I don't need alcohol to fall asleep. I don't need alcohol to feel better. We have marijuana. There's gummies. There's candies. There's cookies. You could smoke it. You could grow it. And so some people think that Dry January is actually giving rise to High January. And nobody's making a New Year's resolution to smoke less weed. I've been asking people to, especially when they're nauseous. You have many people calling in going, I have just chronic nausea. I need Zofran. Can you give me medication? And I'll ask, do you use marijuana? They say yes. I go, how often? They say daily. And I go, it could be that. They go, no, because I'm using my marijuana. The reason why it's daily is because I'm nauseous. So it helps make the nausea go away. I go, it's actually causing the nausea. The marijuana is cumulative. And so you end up adding, it ends up building up and then affecting you to the point that you start getting pretty nauseous. And then you keep smoking or eating more of it. And it's not good and it's a vicious cycle. So I've actually asked people to cut back on marijuana because they are getting nauseous. They are getting hungry. Some of them might lose weight. A lot of them might gain weight. But cannabis is getting so popular that even hotels are advertising that they are cannabis friendly. So there's a hotel, and I swear I stayed at this hotel when I was a kid. I think it was a Motel 6 because my parents couldn't afford the regular hotels, but there's a hotel called the Artisan Hotel Boutique, and they have made it fancy, and it is evolving into Las Vegas's first cannabis-friendly hotel called the Lexi, Elevations Hotels and Resorts. It's a new 64-room hotel concept, and they've really made it look nice. It's beautiful. I think it's right off the freeway on Sahara. And I swear it was like a Motel 6 or Motel 8 or something like that we stayed in. And I was in it years ago. And I remember it freaked me out because there were roaches and when I was a kid and it wasn't. But as many things have done over the decades, they revamp and they clean it up and it comes under new ownership. And then it looks in the pictures I'm looking at, it looks gorgeous now. But it's a cannabis-friendly hotel. So I know some workers are thinking, okay, what's going to happen? Am I going to be getting a contact high. Already many parts of Las Vegas stinks. You have so much cannabis smell because it's legalized that you can't go anywhere without smelling it. I'm on the road, and we have to turn our car into recirculating air because I'm behind somebody, and we're getting all this, you know, pot smoke in our car. So it's definitely polluting. However, apparently they are saying that they are going to have a Restore air filtration system that employs advanced oxidation cell technology. They want each room featuring it so you don't have to have the smell. And they'll have all new guest rooms and suites, an entire fourth floor that's cannabis friendly. And they're going to have premium hospitality. They're going to have special culinary. And I think they're going to have Chef Jordan Savelle from Hell's Kitchen, season 19. They're going to have a new steakhouse, which is very smart. You want to open up and you want to get people coming into your hotel, you get a good steakhouse. You get some food. So I'm going to go there, and I'll let you know once it opens if it does smell of marijuana. But that's kind of where people are going now. They want... They want places where they could have cannabis and get it and have cannabis infused foods, and there's now menus in places where you could have specialized cannabis cooking, and that's the thing of the future. The problem is we're not educating people on the risks of cannabis. I think cannabis has some amazing medical applications, but we haven't had a chance to study it because marijuana has been illegal. Instead, we've legalized very quickly. People are now using it, and now doctors are realizing, okay, wait a second. Looks like we have people going through psychosis. Looks like we have people with major GI issues. We have depression issues. We have suicidality. And now we're even though we've known about this before when it comes to cannabis and cannabis use, now we're like, okay, how do we quantitate it? How do we teach people to only do so much? And the average person I'm speaking to as a physician is using it every day. So this dry January is a great concept. I think it's fantastic that people are cutting back on alcohol. I think if you're cutting back on smoking, if you're cutting back on sweets, if you're exercising more, way to go. But if you are substituting with cannabis, please have an open mind that there might be some side effects. There might be some negative aspects to it. And the biggest thing right now are hotels and restaurants and places becoming more cannabis friendly. But you notice Amsterdam is now starting to halt and change it. Amsterdam was a place where you could have legalized cannabis. You could only smoke it in certain bars, in certain coffee shops. They had it limited so the city wouldn't stink. But even now, city officials want to limit it. Why? What's going on? The industry is huge. People are making money. As a doctor, I'm only optimistic about now maybe because of the legalization we could study it more, which is why I voted to legalize marijuana. But I do think we have an overconsumption problem. And another thing people aren't talking about is marijuana is getting easier to, it's cheaper for some than alcohol. You go into a bar in Las Vegas, and your drink is $20, $24, unless, of course, you go off the strip. Who could afford that? Alcohol is getting pretty expensive. And yet, if you come to Vegas, you could probably get a joint a hell of a lot cheaper. And so we're driving people from alcohol to marijuana. And I'm telling you, as a physician, there are medical issues that come with it. Stroke risk, heart attack risk, GI issues, psychosis. Got to be careful with daily marijuana use. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Praise from President Biden on how the European nations have helped Ukraine fight Russia in the past year.
They were really, really, really important. You've been there every single step of the way, so thank you.
The president in the Oval Office before his meeting with Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte. The president visits California Thursday to check the damage from nearly 3 weeks of endless storms. In Capitola, bar owner Chuck Hammers says the clock's ticking.
You've got to cut all the floors completely out and relay them. And, you know, I really hope we can get some of these open by spring break. The spring break's a big deal here.
There are blue skies on the California coast today for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. Turns out the soaring price of eggs is good for one group of people. Egg farmers, the nation's largest producer, Cal-Maine, reports its profits increased by 65% over one quarter late last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So these days it's all about vitamin D. Vitamin D, are you vitamin D deficient? If you're vitamin D deficient, it's bad. You need to get more vitamin D. And for years, we have been suggesting vitamin D supplementation. And I agree with that still. I think our vitamin D is low, and it's because we don't get enough sun, our foods aren't fortified, we're just lacking in it. And as opposed to other humans that live near the equator, those of us who live in the higher latitudes seem to have more types of cancer that is related to low vitamin D. Breast cancer, colon cancer. Now maybe we might get less skin cancer than those who live around the equator. But vitamin D and low vitamin D has been linked to a bunch of issues, not also bone loss. Yet a study has found
that our vitamin D supplements may not work if we are overweight. A review of existing evidence found the benefit only applies to people whose weight is healthy. If you're overweight or obese, which already puts you at risk for cancer, heart disease, and stroke, you had minimal benefit from the pills. Scientists believe people who have too much fat in their bodies struggle to metabolize the vitamin B supplements for use in their body. The study from Massachusetts found they had significantly lower levels of vitamin D in their blood compared to healthy people taking the same pills. Dr. Deidre Tobias, an epidemiologist at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, led the research and said, "We observed striking differences after 2 years, indicating a blunted response to vitamin D supplementation with higher body mass index. It seems to be something different happening with vitamin D metabolism at higher body weights. And this study may help explain diminished outcomes of supplementation for individuals with an elevated BMI." So the study was published in JAMA Network Open. Researchers analyzed data from one of the largest and longest running vitamin D trials to date. They looked at 26,000 people who took daily vitamin D supplements for about 5 years between 2010 and 2018. Now, these are daily. This isn't the 50,000 units once a week. This is probably like the 400 units. They say actually 2,000 units a day. Half took 2,000 units a day. Others took 400 IUs a day. All the participants were over 50 years old, did not have cancer or cardiovascular disease at the start of the study. They said half the people took 2,000 international units a day, which is five times the recommended daily intake of 400. The other half was placed on placebo group or a dummy pill. The results showed there was overall 20% lower risk of death from cancer, but they said that was not significant. I mean, to me it is, but wasn't statistically significant in the study. So they wanted to see if body weight played a role. So they reanalyzed data from a smaller subset of 16,000 participants who also had blood work done when the trial began and then up to 2 years into the study. They looked at 6,600 people who had a body mass index that were overweight and 4,400 who were in the obese or morbidly obese group. Results showed that both groups saw a rise in vitamin D levels in their blood during the study. But the uptick was significantly higher in the group that was not overweight or obese. So Dr. Tobias said the study sheds light on why we're seeing 30 to 40% reductions in cancer deaths, autoimmune diseases, and other outcomes with vitamin D supplementation. This is what I think is going on. If you have a lower BMI, there is a very good chance you're outside exercising. There's a very good chance you're jogging. There's a very good chance you're taking the dog out. There's a very good chance you're heading over to the gym or you're taking your bike out or you're walking more. So you're probably getting exposed more to vitamin D in the sun. I've said from the beginning that I am not a fan of supplements being your go-to for nutrition or for the vitamins you need. We have never seen how your calcium supplement can be better absorbed and better metabolized than what you get if you tolerate regular dairy or vegetables that have calcium. Same thing with your omega-3s. Those that actually eat fish or get olive oil into their diet do better than those who are popping the pills. Time and time again, these studies keep showing that the pills aren't working. And here's another study saying vitamin D pills may not work as well. Now here's the problem. If you're not going to get off your butt and get out there and hike and do that on a regular basis, and I get it, I can't. Go a bit closed off. I want to go and hike in the snow because we just got a bunch of snow in the mountains near us. They closed it off because they didn't want, remember COVID, they closed off our parks nearby. Yeah, I walk around outside, but I've also had precancerous lesions. So I do most of my workouts indoors with my treadmill. I'm going to need vitamin D. My vitamin D isn't low. but it's on the lower side. So my doctor says you're going to take 50,000 units once a week. And I may get some benefit out of that. And I hope I do. Luckily, my bones are strong, but I don't credit the vitamin D to keep my bones strong. I credit exercising every day. Every day I exercise. So that's going to keep my bones strong. But if you can't get out there, let's say you're Jeremy Renner, who, thank God, survived the snowplow accident. He's not going to probably be out in the sun getting his vitamin D daily. So he's probably going to need vitamin D supplementation. That's how it works. So we have a huge industry out there of vitamins. And I am grateful to those companies that make the calcium and the multivitamins and the vitamin D supplements. I am grateful for them because there are people that need to use it. But the mistake we're making is those of us who are healthy that could get our vitamin D from the sun or get our vitamins from the foods we eat, choose not to, and instead buy some gummies at the store. Look at melatonin. How many of you guys have melatonin gummies at the house? I do. I have melatonin gummies at the house. Why aren't I going outside at night and letting the moonlight...
Could you try again?
Why aren't I letting how come I'm not letting the moonlight stimulate my pineal gland and produce melatonin so I could sleep that night? No, we're too busy. We work. I'm seeing patients all the way until the time I go to bed. Then I wrap it up. I deal with the dog. Oh, you know what? I can't sleep. Maybe now I'll take a little half of melatonin gummy. That's not the way you do things. It's safer and healthier for you to, yeah, maybe be on your back porch, get a little bit of moonlight in, fall asleep naturally. So we're trying to use these supplements to supplement. But that's not supposed to be where we get our source. Supplement means you're not making it on your own. So you need to add to it. There's a lot more we could be doing. And there's a smarter way about it. So if you are low in vitamin D, yes, you're going to have to take vitamin D supplements. But this is saying you might not be doing as well as the less or the skinnier people. But then see, what are the skinnier people doing? If they're exercising, they're getting more sun. If they're parking in a parking lot at the end back of the parking lot, you know, we always try to find the closest parking place. And I get that because of safety. You don't want to be running around a parking lot and getting thrown into a van. I get that from a safety standpoint. But I have friends and skinny friends that'll park at the way end of the parking lot so nobody scratches their car. And then they get more exercise, they get more sunlight. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whenever you guys go to the doctor or a medical provider and you say, I think my cholesterol is high, they say, all right, let's do some blood work and we're going to check your thyroid. You go in there because your blood pressure might be off. Okay, we're going to check your thyroid. You have some depression, anxiety. We're going to check your thyroid. Do some blood work, but we're going to check your thyroid. I have a mole or a weird rash or I itch. We're going to check your thyroid. I can't lose weight. We're going to check your thyroid. I can't sleep. We're going to check your thyroid. I have erectile issues. We'll check your testosterone, but we'll also check your thyroid. So we check your thyroid all the time. Why? Because millions of you have some form of thyroid disease, and the majority of you have no idea that you have it. And this is something that plagues so many of us. And it's a pretty easy thing to find and figure out. So, 20 million Americans have some form of thyroid disease. 60% unaware. And so Thyroid Awareness Month is now, January. September is Thyroid Cancer Awareness Month, but January is Thyroid Awareness Month. So we get to talk about the thyroid. Now, you guys know I have an obsession with thyroids. Not an unhealthy obsession, but I will watch Friends, let's say. And I'll notice that Jennifer Aniston has a large thyroid. I will confirm, investigate a little bit, see if maybe I might have seen something wrong with some wrong coloring. And then I notice that her thyroid, the contour of her thyroid, looks off. Well, I can't reach out to her and her publicist. So I post, these are celebrities who I think need to get their thyroids checked. So I have been dubbed the thyroid stalker. I have no problem with that. As long as it saves lives and it teaches people what to look for, I'm fine with that. Why? Because thyroid cancer can arise out of a gland that starts to grow and look funny. So your thyroid is a gland located in the anterior neck, and it is a part of almost every process in the body, whether it's your bowels, whether it's your fertility, your moods, your blood pressure, your metabolism, skin, heart rate, heat and cold tolerance. If your thyroid is hyperactive, then you could have weight loss, sweating, anxiety, your moods could be off, insomnia, difficulty sleeping, palpitations, where you feel like your heart is racing or you could feel your heartbeat. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disorder, the most common cause of hyperthyroid. Sometimes we see exophthalmos, where your eyes seem to pop out, look like we see more of the whites of your eyes. There's also other thyroid eye disease. Many of you are seeing the commercials for some of the medications for thyroid eye disease. That can happen as well. Causing a lot of you guys call up telemedicine saying, I got pink eye. And it doesn't look like pink eye. They look like red inflamed eyes. Has anybody checked your thyroid? Has anybody investigated? Is this really pink eye or do you have something else going on? So, hypothyroid is more common. Low thyroid, you can have Hashimoto's, another autoimmune condition, where your antibodies interfere with your thyroid function, but symptoms of low thyroid is weight gain, dry skin, depression, mood disorder, fatigue, heart rate issues that are slower as opposed to faster, cold intolerance, you always feel cold, you're constipated, you have high cholesterol, your blood pressure is elevated, you're having trouble getting pregnant, abnormal periods. And if you're hypothyroid, sometimes we can tell because your gland is bigger and we see a goiter. Now, I think the reason why that's happening is because your thyroid is not making enough hormone. And so the body, the brain, will send a signal to the thyroid to grow, to make more hormone and to produce more. So some people grow a big, huge goiter. Sometimes you could just grow nodules, little bumps. A lot of these nodules can be benign, but sometimes they can be cancerous. In 14.6 per 100,000 individuals, cells of the thyroid could become cancerous. Genetics could cause you to have thyroid cancer, radiation, obesity, low iodine diets. These are risk factors for thyroid cancer. And we talk about thyroid cancer a lot whenever we are looking at what's happening in Russia and nuclear activity, or as we discussed with Chernobyl or other sorts of nuclear issues, because the thyroid will uptake the radiation. And so when we want you on potassium iodide to protect you from cancer, it's only thyroid cancer. We're trying to protect you from your thyroid picking up radioactive iodine. Now, how often can cancer of the thyroid occur? Well, it's gone down a little bit from last year, but about 43,720 new cases of thyroid cancer will be diagnosed this year, according to the American Cancer Society. 2,100 deaths will occur, and this is in both men and women. More common in women, but also in men. And cancer can become begin as a small nodule and not be noticeable. If I see, though, any odd contour to the neck, I'm going to call it out. Some people will have big, large thyroid nodules, very prominent. Others, you know, then that should trigger your doctor, especially this month, to say, you know what, let's order an ultrasound, let's do some blood work. You won't always pick up thyroid cancer on a blood test, but you can pick up low thyroid or hyperthyroid on a blood test. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is now governor of Arkansas, she had an abnormal thyroid. I have a picture of her, and you see the mass in her neck. Apparently, the former Trump White House press secretary, now current governor, came out in September saying that she had battled thyroid cancer. She underwent surgery and was at the time, quote-unquote, cancer-free. Her thyroid was removed, as well as surrounding lymph nodes, and she was back on the campaign trail and was able to win the governorship of Arkansas. Good for her. But she had thyroid cancer. If you look at her neck, it was abnormal. Jared Kushner, husband of Ivanka Trump, son-in-law to former President Trump, published a memoir when he was senior advisor, and he describes being treated for thyroid cancer. He actually tried to do it all on Thanksgiving vacation so he wouldn't have to take off work. That's what I did with my hysterectomy. I tried to do it on Thanksgiving. And then I didn't take off the show, but I just kind of lowered. I just did maybe one less hour a day because it was really hard to sit for long periods of time. But I tried to get, you know, any medical stuff done as I could without needing to take off work. But he apparently had a second follow-up surgery, is also expected to make a full recovery. So many celebrities have thyroid issues. Oprah has spoken out about her low or high thyroid, Kelly Clarkson, Gigi Hadid, Gina Rodriguez, Wendy Williams. And thyroid cancer has affected Sophie Vergara from Modern Family, Rod Stewart, Roger Ebert, Angie Everhart, Katie Sackhoff. These are celebrities that had thyroid cancer. So I have a article where I noticed certain public figures may have a thyroid issue and should get it checked out. I think Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez might have a little bit of a thyroid issue. Sometimes her eyes look a little bit more prominent. Neckline looked a little bit off. Not sure, but something that should be looked at. Zolo Maraduena from Cobra Kai, the one who plays Miguel, his thyroid looks large. Ryan Eggold from The Manifest. Prince Harry has a huge goiter. Faith Hill, I think her thyroid is a little bit off. Scarlett Johansson, Drew Barrymore, Tammy Bruce. I'm a little bit concerned about Michael Fassbender. Maybe a little bit of an issue. Amy Schumer, Lizzo, Beyonce has a goiter. Kristen Bell, Amber Heard, Rachel Maddow. List goes on. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.